The second reading is from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, beginning at the first verse. Here is a vision of the new heaven and new earth in which God resides fully with God's people, so that mourning, despair, and pain have been eradicated. These renewing words from the God who spans all of time are trustworthy and true. A reading from Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Pray with me, please. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one who dwells among us, the one who makes his home with us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As beautiful and as known as our gospel text is this morning, I'm going to preach from our Revelation text. And so, Revelation. Revelation is a funky book. It's an odd book. It's one that is confusing. It's weird. It's scary. It's hard to make sense of. It's a book that is widely misunderstood and misinterpreted. And it's a lot of this is due because of its literary form. This type of writing, an apocalyptic writing, naturally has that effect when you read it. Today in our world, when we hear apocalypse or we hear people talking about the book of Revelation, we often hear as a means to an end, or this end of the world catastrophe that's about to happen. It's as if history was told for a time in advance and has been come back to us, and so that we have warning and these hidden clues that we can mine out of a text to figure out when the world is going to end and how it's going to end. That's how we understand it today. But the Greeks, for which this text is written in Greek, and at the time, apocalypse simply means revelation. Apocalypse simply means revelation. Revelation being an unveiling or a revealing of something that was previously hidden. An unveiling, a revealing of something previously hidden. It uses visions and imagery to tell of an experience with the supernatural world. One that is filled, a story that is filled with striking images of conflict between good and evil, ending with the glorious triumph of God's forces of good. Specifically here in Revelation, we see this through two different types of visions. One that's filled with death and destruction, and then another that's filled with hope and renewal. Our text this morning is that later type of vision. It's one where God pronounces his making home amongst the mortal, amongst human beings, without the veil of human destruction and violence and constructs that limit that, but God dwelling amongst us. John, the author of this text, paints us a beautiful picture of renewal, one that expresses hope. He proclaims a truth. We see here in verses 3 and 4, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and God's self will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.'" This is a promise that a writer brings to us today. This image of a new heaven and a new earth coming down to us to dwell and be with us on this earth. Not a rapturing up or taking away to some mystical heaven we imagine, but rather God coming to be in our own midst. Promising to renew, make all things new. Because when he talks about the world, the old earth, the old passing away, it's not talking about a form of destruction or demolishing. That's not what the Greek word here means. There's a different Greek word for that description. When it talks about passing away, it literally means to go away, to depart, to cease. The world that we've known ceases to exist, and this new world comes in and amongst us. This is a home that God promises amongst humankind. It's a promise in which God promises, as he always has, to be God of the people. It's one where God promises to be with the people. It's one where God promises to wipe away tears, to bring an end to death, and one that makes mourning cease to exist. Those things have passed away, and a new earth, a renewed earth, comes about. God's home is amongst us. And is this not the truth we see throughout all of Scripture? If we go all the way back to Genesis, in the creation story, God dwelling with Adam and Eve in the garden. Throughout the Hebrew text, we see God remaining faithful to God's people, dwelling with them. Whether it be the smoking pot in the covenant with Abraham, the pillar of fire that led the Israelites out of exile, the temple in which was built where God resided with the people. Then, in the New Testament, the glorious creation, the glorious story of God coming to live in flesh and bone in the person of Jesus Christ, bringing God's kingdom with him. Jesus comes into the world as God and human, proclaiming a new reality and God's truth. And when Jesus left this earth, promising and sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to reside with us, to guide us, to comfort us, to direct us in our day-to-day activities. These words, as the author writes, as the one on the throne proclaims, are most certainly trustworthy and true. These words are not only trustworthy and true for a day that comes that we hope for, but they are trustworthy and true for here and now. Now, we may not see a glorious city descending upon the earth, and we certainly see tears and pain and suffering amongst us, but renewal is happening. renewal is happening. This is what God promised, and this is what God continuously does, meeting us in this confusing, this weird, this scary, grief-stricken world. God meets us. God renews us through the warm embrace of another's presence. God meets us and God renews us through the resurrection truth of Jesus Christ, that death no longer has any power. God meets us and renews us where we are and always has. This is a promise God makes to continually be with us, making home with us, being within our own selves, being within our communities, being in our world, continually bringing hope and renewal for all. Life certainly has its moments of pain, of grief, of suffering. We surely don't forget this on this day in which we honor the dead, we remember the dead, and with whom they also reside. But until that time, it almost feels like we're in this in-between, this waiting period, waiting for God to come again to bring about promises where there is no pain and suffering. But God is here, brothers and sisters. God is here to be with you in your pain and suffering, with the pain and suffering of the world. God is here amongst us, renewing us, bringing us words of hope and promise through His Word, through our brothers and sisters. God is here amongst us, making His home, dwelling, being with you, with all of creation. This is God's promise. This is most certainly trustworthy and true. Amen.